Good morning, church. Very good morning to you all. Good morning to those who are worshiping with us via Zoom and those who will be listening to our service afterwards from the church's website. Each Sunday morning when we gather in church, we come bringing so much from our lives in the world. We come with the joys that we have shared. We come also with the troubles we have encountered and the burdens we bear. And we long that God will make them light for us as we worship Him, doing so in spirit and in truth. And so as we come this morning, we want to welcome all of us, welcoming especially those who are worshiping with us for the first time. I don't seem to see any. Or those who are doing so after a long while. After the service, please join us for teas and coffees in our church hall. Let us take a moment of silence and prepare ourselves for worship. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord, be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me, do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper, do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Let us worship God. And our first hymn, 132, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, as we gather on this blessed Sunday, we approach you with hearts both eager and humble, drawn by the invitation extended in Isaiah 55. You call to all who thirst, promising the water of life without cost. And we come, O Lord, acknowledging our deep need for this divine sustenance. We confess, Heavenly Father, that too often we have spent our energies and resources on what does not satisfy. We have pursued worldly desires and turned away from your nourishing grace. In our folly, we have forsaken the rich food you offer, choosing instead the fleeting pleasures that leave us empty and wanting. Forgive us, merciful God, for the times we have listened more to the clamor of this world than to your loving voice calling us to higher and holier pursuits. We repent of the ways we have strayed from your paths and ignored your word that guides and sustains. Today, inspired by the words of the prophet Isaiah, we commit to seek you while you may be found and to call upon you while you are near. Teach us to forsake our wicked ways and unrighteous thoughts, returning to you, Lord, for you will have mercy on us, to our God, for you will abundantly pardon. May your Spirit work within us, transforming our lives so that we might better reflect your glory and grace. Help us to embrace the covenant you have freely offered, that we may be witnesses to the nations, proclaiming the sure mercies promised to David. In the name of Jesus Christ, who redeems and restores us, and who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our next theme is, Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, 153.
Thank you.
children, if at all there are any in church today. Come and sit here. You are the hero today, are you not? How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You did not go away with the others?
No.
No. You prefer to be here?
Yeah.
Good thing. How has your week been?
It's been good. We've been out for walks in the fields.
Beautiful weather.
Yeah.
Good. So now it's only yourself and myself here. The rest are not here. So we'll just have a chat, right? Now, have you ever been really thirsty?
Yes.
And wanting to have a cool drink?
Yes.
You have?
Yes.
How did you feel?
I felt very thirsty.
Very thirsty. I think we are answering the questions by, or we are, how can I say it? We are answering the question by asking the same question, right?
Yes.
So you felt really thirsty. What did you do? You got something to drink.
Yes.
Water? Fanta, Coca-Cola?
Water usually.
Water is good. So have you also been very hungry even before dinner?
Yes.
And you were just waiting to have that food. Today I want to tell you something about an invitation. And this is in Isaiah chapter 55, where the prophet says, it is God who is inviting us to come and eat, to come and drink, without paying for it. Normally we buy our food, we buy drinks, but we don't buy water, do we? Scotland has good water, so you just need to turn on the tap and you get clean, fresh water and drink. But you have to buy Coca-Cola, Fanta, and you have to buy food. But God says he's inviting all of us to come and eat without paying for it, to come and drink without paying for it. Now imagine, sometimes the ice cream van comes around and stands somewhere in the village, and people go there to buy. Imagine that the van stands there and they say, everybody, come and get ice cream. You don't need to pay. What's going to happen?
They'll get ill because it's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing.
It's not a good thing to have every day without paying for it.
That's very kind of you. Can we clap for this beautiful comment? That's good. You are very kind. Because, of course, they use material to produce the ice cream, so they have to buy for it, pay for it, and we need to pay money to get it. But now, imagine that the people were so generous and they decided that nobody should pay. I think everybody, including myself, will be there to get it free. Because we all like free things, don't we? We all like free things. So this is what God is saying. He's inviting us. He's saying that, come. You have to buy ice cream. You have to buy food. You have to buy drinks. You have to buy nearly everything that you need. But I'm asking you to come to me, eat and drink without paying for it. Isn't that wonderful? And that invitation is for us to come and learn from him, to do what we are doing now. When we come to church, we are seeking so many things. We want to show that we love God, but we also want God to love us. So what this means for us is that God is so generous, isn't he? He is so generous. And we've said this before, one of the ways God's generosity is shown to us is through Jesus Christ, his only son whom he sent into the world to be like us, to live with us. And so God is inviting us. And each time we come into church, we need to accept that invitation, to thank him and to continue to be his children. And God will do what? Bless us. So let us pray. God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your very generous invitation asking us to come and receive the blessings which you give to us without paying for them. These lessons may be a bit difficult even for our children, but we thank you that you open our hearts to them. And we pray that you will continue to bless us through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our next theme is, we are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God.
Our first reading this morning is that passage from Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 to 5, which can be read on the overhead behind me or in the Pew Bible on page 742. Isaiah 55, starting at verse 1, invitation to the thirsty. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and your soul will delight in the richest of fare. Give ear and come to me. Hear me, that your soul may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations that you do not know you will hasten to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. And our second reading is from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 21. And this can be found on page 1175 in the Pew Bible. Ephesians chapter 3, starting at verse 14, a prayer for the Ephesians. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom his whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches that he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know that this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. And may God add his blessings to these readings from his holy word. We continue our worship this morning by singing hymn 738, Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious and almighty God, as we listen to your words this morning, we humbly ask for your divine illumination. Open our eyes, Lord, that we may see the wonders hidden in your scriptures. Open our ears that we may hear your voice speaking directly to our hearts. Open our minds that we may understand the breadth and depth of your teachings. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us reflect on the theme understanding and receiving God's infinite grace. In every day of our lives, we are constantly pulled in many directions by the demands of modern existence. Amidst all this, each of us carries a deep yearning for more meaning, more connection, and more peace. No matter what we achieve, there is a persistent thirst inside that the offerings of this world cannot seem to satisfy. In the midst of these universal struggles, the prophet Isaiah speaks for God, "Come, buy and eat without money." And Ephesians 3:14 to 21 offers us a divine invitation from the Apostle Paul, providing a heavenly perspective on our earthly longings. The Apostle Paul starts his message by kneeling, a simple act that symbolizes humility and the human recognition of our own limitations. In the rush of our daily routines, this gesture is like a metaphorical pause, urging us to slow down and acknowledge our need for something beyond ourselves. It is a moment to prepare our hearts for the divine blessings ahead, reminding us that we, like every family and individual, are connected to and named by our Heavenly Father. The journey continues as Paul shares God's promise of divine strength in verse 16. He speaks not of temporary fixes, but of an enduring strength granted through God's Spirit. And this strength deeply transforms us within. Picture someone weighed down by life's burdens, now receiving a new divine power, enabling them to overcome their challenges. And Paul invites us to make room in our hearts for Christ. This is not just about offering a temporary space. It is about allowing Christ to make a permanent home in our hearts. And this act transforms our hearts into a place of profound peace and belonging, a sanctuary after a long, exhausting journey. This new dwelling brings a comfort and acceptance that only the divine presence can provide. And Paul's prayer expands as he asks us to grasp the full dimensions of Christ's love, which reaches beyond our all limits of understanding. It is akin to a family finding new depths of love and support in a crisis, pulling them closer together and strengthening their bonds. This immense love fills us with the fullness of God, urging us to explore and embrace the boundless affection Jesus Christ offers us. And as Paul concludes, he reassures us of God's infinite power, reminding us that God can do much more than we could ever ask or even imagine. This is not merely an invitation to dream big, but a call to trust deeply in the power that God works through us transforming not only our lives, but our communities in miraculous ways. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we reflect on the wonderful promises of God in Ephesians and Isaiah, let us heed the call of Isaiah, the invitation to the thirsty. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Here stands an open invitation, not just to partake of the transient and perishable, but to feast upon the eternal riches that God offers freely, without cost, without measure. Why should we spend our efforts and our earnings on that which leaves us empty? Why labor for what does not satisfy our deepest longings? The Lord beckons each of us today, urging us to listen, to come closer, to eat what is good, and to delight in the riches of fare. This is not merely an invitation to sustenance, but to abundant life. As we open our hearts to his divine message, God promises us an everlasting covenant, echoing his faithful love promised to David. This covenant is not just a pact of the past, but a living, breathing testament to his unending faithfulness and love toward us. He calls us not only as individuals, but as a community to rise, to become witnesses to the nations, to lead and command with the splendor he has so graciously bestowed upon us. Today, let us bring all our anxieties, all our worries, and lay them at the feet of the one who promises rest for the weary souls. Let us seek him earnestly, for in seeking we shall indeed find. And in finding, we find not only solace, but a profound peace that transcends all understanding. As we drink from the waters of life that Christ offers, let us pray that our physical burdens, sickness, tragedy, pain, be transformed into gateways of endless possibilities. Let these waters rejuvenate not just our bodies, but invigorate our spirits, blossoming into lives marked by spiritual depth and heavenly purpose. This is the time to respond, to accept the lavish invitation that God extends to us. Let us come forward, not with hesitancy, but with boldness and faith, ready to embrace the fullness of God's promise. Let us witness the transformation of our lives as we immerse ourselves in the ocean of his love and grace. Come to the waters, dear friends, and be filled, be renewed, and be transformed. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father, we thank you for your word. And as we reflect from it, we can hear the echo of your voice inviting us again to come and drink of the waters of life without paying for them. Help us to heed that call, O Father, and to accept your invitation, so that in accepting that, we accept the abundant life which only you can give. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our next hymn, 685, "For Everyone Born a Place at the Table."
Thank you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we come to you in our prayer and in gratitude, thanking you for your boundless love, care, and faithfulness that sustains us daily. We acknowledge your grace that allows us to worship you, and today with humble hearts we dedicate our offerings to your glory. Lord, we lift up prayers for the church and the world. May your peace and justice reign in every nation, especially in regions like the Middle East, Anglophone Cameroon, and in Ukraine, where conflict persists. We ask for your intervention and peace in these troubled lands. We pray for our leaders, King Charles III of the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister, the First Minister of Scotland, parliamentarians and politicians, and all those who rule over us. Grant them wisdom and a heart for justice as they govern. May they lead with integrity and serve the common good. We beseech you to be with our families, our homes, and our communities. Strengthen our bonds and fill our households with your love and mercy. We ask for your special protection and guidance for the young people among us. Help them choose the path of salvation and find strength in your church to navigate the complexities of this modern world. Merciful God, look with compassion on those who are ill. Let your healing touch restore them to health. We remember those who mourn. Comfort them in their grief and assure them of your eternal care for their loved ones who have passed into your heavenly kingdom. As we ponder the profound words of Ephesians and Isaiah, we are reminded of our human limitations and the infinite possibilities of your grace. Help us to open our hearts fully to Christ, allowing him to take residence and transform us. Teach us to grasp the vast dimensions of your love, which surpasses all understanding, filling us with the fullness of God. Finally, Lord, we trust in your infinite power, confident that you can do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. As we offer our gifts and lives to you, may we do so with hearts ready to receive and embrace the infinite grace you provide. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. If you are able, please stand and let us together affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We bring our service to its close singing, Standing on the Promises of Christ, My King.
Thank you.
peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and the desires of every heart, guide and strengthen and fill you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Amen.